My guest today is Chris Reisner. Chris, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying that conference.
As am I. It's good to be back on your show, by the way.
I know. It's been, January?
I think January Code Mash, yes.
Yeah, another Kalahari.
Exactly right, yes.
I don't know if you saw, I've actually moved that interview to Channel 9.
Oh, perfect.
So it's in high res now.
Oh, good. Well, that's the show I do, Cloud Covers, on Channel 9. So
you do a show?
I do a show.
Let's start talking about that.
It's called Cloud Cover. It's all about cloud technology at Microsoft. Basically, you know, kind of anything that ties into Azure, really, we cover those topics. So, you know, by the time this show comes out, we'll have released an episode all about the new billing and usage APIs that Azure just put out a little less than a month ago.
Very cool.
But tons of stuff.
So is it like this where you're interviewing smart people, or is it more just you doing screencasts?
Generally, it's always we're interviewing someone from the product team or occasionally like a customer that's doing something with their technology, but there's always, you know, some special guest. So it's not just me. That'd be very boring.
Okay. Cloud Cover, I don't believe that, but Cloud Cover, I haven't seen it, but I know it's awesome. I'm going to check it out today.
Perfect.
Let's talk about your talk today. What are you presenting on?
So I am presenting at that conference on how to run ASP.NET on OS X and Linux, which is something kind of new. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, you've been able to run, you know, .NET on OS X and Linux via the Mono project for a while, but that's very different from what you can do when it comes to running ASP.NET, because typically when you run stuff like that, it's like a client application, or you're using it in Xamarin to make an iOS or Android app with C# with .NET.
Okay.
But actually running a web application, that's something new.
All right, so if I'm running a web application on an ASP.NET application, historically I'd always run that on IIS, which runs on Windows.
Yep.
And if I'm running something on Linux, I'd probably run something like Apache.
Right. Yep.
And then deploy whatever Java or PHP or whatever code that I'm running. So you're mixing up some things that typically, historically, have not been mixed together.
Right. So that is true, and that's somewhat true. So it's not the case that, at least currently, that you would take your ASP.NET application and run it in Apache. Okay. We're actually building out a new open source cross platform web server.
Okay.
Called Kestrel, and it's based off
Kestrel.
And it's based off libuv, the same underlying library or server that Node uses.
Okay.
So we know it's going to get great performance. And that you can run your ASP.NET 5 applications then on OS X, on Linux. And that server will also run on Windows, but, you know, as you mentioned, if you're already using IIS, there's a lot of capabilities IIS has that you won't get out of the box with something like Kestrel, because it's more of a minimalistic web application server.
Okay. So one of the challenges of this is that historically ASP.NET and the .NET framework were pretty big. And so just deploying those to something, it wasn't a big deal to deploy it to Windows because it was already on Windows.
Yep.
But it's not on Linux.
So, yeah, so it's a great point. And that's something really interesting we're doing with future versions of .NET, especially with ASP.NET 5, is we're actually modularizing the core CLR and the underlying framework so that when you want to deploy your application, you don't have to either A, install the whole .NET framework, which, if you think about it, there'd be really no reason to install the full .NET framework on a Linux box, because the full framework has stuff for WPF, for WCF, for, you know, universal apps, stuff like that.
Sure, or Windows Forms.
Exactly.
How often do you put a message box in a web application?
Exactly. And so, you know, that's stuff that you wouldn't even want to necessarily deploy. So we're modularizing it. So now what you'll be able to do is you'll actually be able to deploy the part and the version of the framework with your application. So you can have different versions of the framework running applications side by side on the same box without having to worry about conflicts, because you're deploying the actual framework with your application.
Oh, okay. The framework itself has become more portable.
Yeah, so it's no longer a system-wide installation. It doesn't have to be.
And it's also much smaller.
Correct.
At least the core pieces are small. You add what you need.
Right. So then on Windows, you know, you'll still have this capability of having this full framework installed for building those sort of applications. But when it comes to OS X and Linux, you only deploy the pieces you need, you know?
Okay. And just to be clear, right, we're recording this in August of 2015. ASP.NET 5 is not yet released.
Correct. So right now,
it's preview? What do we call it?
Yeah, it's in a beta preview, I guess. I guess semantics, right? I mean,
there's a version of it that's available to us, but it's not a production version.
So right now we're in, I think, beta 6 is the current preview, I think, of the framework.
The release version will be out, I'm guessing, sometime later this year. I don't think they've had a... I don't think the data has been announced yet.
That's right. But realistically, you know, right now you can start building against ASP.NET 5.
Okay.
If you go into, if you have Visual Studio 2015, either the RC or the RTM version installed on your own Windows, if you go in to create a new web application, you'll see what was ASP.NET vNext, but is now ASP.NET 5, preview templates. And essentially, there'll be different preview templates. So you can, in Visual Studio, create an application today that you can air on Windows. You can deploy pretty easily to Docker via the Docker deployment tools that we have for Visual Studio.
You're wearing a Docker shirt.
I am wearing a Docker.
What is Docker?
So Docker is a containerization technology, and it's kind of like if you think about how virtual machines work, virtual machines require you to kind of install all the dependencies, manage the full stack for an application. With Docker, you basically just create a Docker file which dictates all the dependencies for your an individual application, and that makes it very, very portable. So I can say install this Docker image on this box or this box over here, and I'm going to expect the exact same results. But I'm not having to deal with the full stack of the VM in that case.
Okay.
That's a very, very simplistic way of putting it. It is more complex than that. But one of the things we're doing is enabling you to be able to deploy ASP.NET web applications as part of a Docker image.
All right. Is that the technology that you're using to deploy to Linux, or is that separate?
So there's a couple different ways. So that's one way of deploying, and that's becoming...
Walk me through this process. So I got an application. I've created it. It's a web app, and I want to run it on my Linux box. What do I do besides... File new. I get the part Visual Studio file new ASP.NET 5.
So that's one option, and if you're familiar with Visual Studio, that's probably the easiest option is to go with that template. There's other command line tooling we have for OS X and for Linux to make it easier, but let's say you've done that, you have your project, right?
Okay.
From there, essentially what you would do is you just compile it, and you just need to copy the deployment files over the files over to Linux and then just run it using Kestrel.
So it's just a bin folder then?
Essentially, yes, exactly right. And usually what will happen, especially if you go in and you create a project with those templates, you'll end up with a project that compiles against different versions of the framework. So one of those will be DNX Core 50.5.0, and one of those will be DNX 4.5.1. Hmm. So they're basically a compile version that will run locally on Windows against 4.5, as well as on Linux against the 5.0 preview. But essentially, you'd copy those files over, and you literally go on the command line, you say DNX dot, and then Kestrel, the name of the web server.
Okay.
I think in an upcoming version, you won't actually use the dot, I think, but... But either way, it's a very simple command.
Yeah.
So you run a command, and then if you were running,
this is a command that is part of the deployment package that I just created.
Well, it's not part of the deployment package. You'd actually have to install a few different tools on a box too.
Okay.
And so basically, there's three rule tools that you need: DNVM, which is a .NET version manager, which is what you use to install versions of the .NET framework, essentially, or the executable framework. DNX, which is what you use to actually run applications, whether they're web, console, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then DNU, which is a utility you can use to build your applications on those platforms. Yeah. But it's
cool.
Very easy.
It's using Mono for doing some of its magic.
So historically, you've used Mono to run .NET applications on other platforms. Now, what's true right now, and it's a little fuzzy because the current state of the core CLR won't exactly allow you to, for example, restore the packages and then build the application on those platforms. It's on the unstable branch.
Okay.
The stable one currently goes against Mono, but it's essentially going to be a change that will be very transparent or just something you won't even realize.
Oh, okay. So we are using Mono, but you don't have to think. If you didn't know we were using Mono, you'd probably be okay.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, you'll know because you'd have to install it, but that's after that, it's something you don't really
And on the roadmap is to remove that dependency.
Exactly. And we're working with Mono, obviously, as we've worked with them for years.
Sure.
But, yeah, so essentially at some point we'll remove that dependency and you'll just be running straight off the core CLR.
Okay. And can I take advantage of things like Visual Studio Code and not touch a PC at all?
Absolutely. So Visual Studio Code is a great cross-platform code editor, and that's kind of one of the beauties is it has C# highlighting, syntax formatting and highlighting, and code IntelliSense, and you can absolutely write your applications in Visual Studio Code and then build and deploy them on your Linux box, on your Mac. So you never have to touch a PC if you don't want to.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Where's some good resources people go online to find?
Specifically, go to code.visualstudio.com, and that'll tell you how to install Visual Studio Code. And then the documentation there will also guide you through the process of how you would set up an ASP.NET app on Linux and a Mac, so that's really helpful. Also, if you go to github.com/ASP.NET/home, that's kind of the landing page for ASP.NET, and that talks a lot about the new 5.0 version, how to get it up and running on Linux and Mac, stuff like that. So those two links right there are really where you want to go, and it'll really get you from, you know, I don't know what I'm doing to I just ran a web app, ASP.NET web application on my Linux box.
That's the goal, absolutely.
Absolutely,
from
yeah.
zero to hero.
Exactly right, sir.
And you are you also have an online presence, so you're probably writing about this, aren't you?
I'm a little behind, but I've got about four posts in the hopper, so
okay,
soon enough I'll post some stuff.
It'll take a couple weeks before this
exactly.
out, so
perfect, so
time.
Hopefully. but yeah, but you see, the people can reach out to me or find me at chrisreisner.com, and that's where I post, and that's where you'll see hopefully some stuff about this very soon.
Chris, thanks so much.
Hey, David, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate being back. It's really great having Ben here. I was really happy to talk about how ASP.NET is now becoming technology friends with Linux and OS X.